Idegennyelvi mérés, 8. évfolyam, A2-es szint, angol nyelv. Hallott szöveg értése. Most a hallott szöveg értése feladatsor következik. Két feladatot kell megoldanod. Az egyes feladatokhoz tartozó szövegeket kétszer hallgathatod meg.
Task 1. What is the title? You will hear short dialogues. Choose a title for each dialogue from the list. Write your answers A to N in the boxes. There are two titles you do not need to use. There is an example at the beginning. Now, read the list of the titles. You have 30 seconds. Now, listen to the dialogues for the first time. First, you will hear the example.
Example.
What can I get you, sir?
Well, I'll have some grilled cheese for a starter, and my wife would like the onion soup.
Very well, sir. One grilled cheese and one soup. And for the main course?
I'll have the beef stew and my wife would like the lamb.
I'm afraid we don't have beef stew today. Sorry.
Oh dear. Anything else that you might recommend?
The tuna is very good with mashed potato.
Okay, I'll have that.
One. Dad, is it all right if I go over to visit Jasper now?
Just a minute. Did you clean up your room?
I can do that later.
No, no, no. Do it now and you can go then.
Two. Would you please close the window? It's a little cold in the room.
Okay. Anything else I can do for you before I leave?
Please switch off the light in the bathroom.
No problem. Anything else?
Yes, I need the remote control for the TV. It's on the bookshelf.
No problem. Here you are.
Three. Hello?
Hi, Joanna. This is John. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, really? What time is it there?
It's midnight, and it's 6 o'clock in Cornwall, isn't it?
Yes, 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning? Oh, I'm sorry to wake you up so early.
Four. How old are you, Robert?
I'm 49 years old at the moment, but I will be 50 on August 6th.
Oh, isn't that next Sunday? How will you celebrate?
My wife will take me out to have dinner at a special restaurant.
Great. And will you have a birthday cake?
I don't know. It's still a secret. But I hope I will have a big chocolate cake. My favorite. Five. Hey, are you getting up?
Yes. What's the problem?
It's 6:15 and it is Saturday.
Yes, but I also work on Saturdays.
6. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello. Where have you been?
I've visited my friend, Francis.
It's a pity that you didn't call me. I did not know where you were, and I was quite worried.
I'm sorry, Kathleen, but I haven't seen Francis for a long time. We had a nice conversation.
Well, it was not very nice that you did not try to contact me and simply forgot about me.
7. Excuse me, please tell me the way to the market.
It's very simple. First, go straight ahead, then turn left, and then right.
Is it far?
No, it's quite close.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. 8. Don't you have air conditioning in your apartment? It's much too warm in here.
Well, there is air conditioning. Do you see that window and the air conditioner there? The problem is that it is not powerful enough.
I guess not. 9. Delta Airlines, good evening, madam. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to book a flight to Los Angeles for next Friday.
Just a minute, please. Yes, there's a plane which takes off at 8:45 in the morning. Is that okay for you?
Fine. Could you please check a return flight as well? I'd like to come back on Sunday. 10. Good evening, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. I wonder if you have any spare rooms for tonight.
Single, double, or twin?
Just a single, please. I'm alone.
Would you like a room with a shower?
Yes, please.
And here we go. Your room number is 319. It's on the third floor, and that'll be $20 for one night with breakfast.
30 seconds before listening to the dialogues again. Now, listen to the dialogues again. Example.
What can I get you, sir?
Well, I'll have some grilled cheese for a starter, and my wife would like the onion soup.
Very well, sir. One grilled cheese and one soup. And for the main course?
I'll have the beef stew, and my wife would like the lamb.
I'm afraid we don't have beef stew today. Sorry.
Oh, dear. Anything else that you might recommend?
The tuna is very good, with mashed potato.
Okay, I'll have that.
One. Dad? Is it all right if I go over to visit Jasper now?
Just a minute. Did you clean up your room?
I can do that later.
No. Do it now and you can go then.
Two. Would you please close the window? It's a little cold in the room.
Okay. Anything else I can do for you before I leave?
Please switch off the light in the bathroom.
No problem. Anything else?
Yes, I need the remote control for the TV. It's on the bookshelf.
No problem. Here you are.
3. Hello?
Hi, Joanna. This is John. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, really? What time is it there?
It's midnight, and it's 6 o'clock in Cornwall, isn't it?
Yes, 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning? Oh, I'm sorry to wake you up so early.
4. How old are you, Robert?
I'm 49 years old at the moment, but I will be 50 on August 6th.
Oh, isn't that next Sunday? How will you celebrate?
My wife will take me out to have dinner at a special restaurant.
Great. And will you have a birthday cake?
I don't know. It's still a secret. But I hope I will have a big chocolate cake. My favorite. 5. Hey, are you getting up?
Yes. What's the problem?
It's 6:15 and it is Saturday.
Yes, but I also work on Saturdays.
6. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello. Where have you been?
I visited my friend, Francis.
It's a pity that you didn't call me. I did not know where you were, and I was quite worried.
I'm sorry, Kathleen, but I haven't seen Francis for a long time. We had a nice conversation.
Well, it was not very nice that you did not try to contact me and simply forgot about me.
7. Excuse me, please tell me the way to the market.
It's very simple. First, go straight ahead, then turn left, and then right.
Is it far?
No, it's quite close.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. 8. Don't you have air conditioning in your apartment? It's much too warm in here.
Well, there is air conditioning. Do you see that window and the air conditioner there? The problem is that it is not powerful enough.
I guess not. 9. Delta Airlines. Good evening, madam. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to book a flight to Los Angeles for next Friday.
Just a minute, please. Yes, there's a plane which takes off at 8:45 in the morning. Is that okay for you?
Fine. Could you please check a return flight as well? I'd like to come back on Sunday. 10. Good evening, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. I wonder if you have any spare rooms for tonight.
Single, double, or twin?
Just a single, please. I'm alone.
Would you like a room with a shower?
Yes, please.
And here we go. Your room number is 319. It's on the 3rd floor, and that'll be $20 for one night with breakfast.
Now you have 60 seconds to check and complete your work.
Task 2. Meeting with animals. Listen to Nicholas, who works for an animal shelter. As he speaks, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D. Write your answers in the boxes. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. Now, read the sentences. You have 90 seconds. Now, listen to the recording for the first time.
It was a cold November day in 1998 when a big gray fox appeared in the streets of Calgary in Canada. No one saw it because it was in the middle of the night. The fox found some food that people left in a dustbin outside a factory building and started to eat it. In the morning, when people got up, a woman saw the big fox, got frightened, and called the police. The police asked the local zoo to send some experts who could take care of the fox. They captured the big fox, put it into a cage, and took it to the mountain a long way away from the city. It was very lucky that nobody got hurt. For the people of Calgary, it was quite unusual to see a fox, but we can find similar stories in many other places of the world. Animals often visit towns when they are hungry and want to find food. In India, elephants come to some cities when they cannot find fresh water anywhere. They can make a lot of trouble. They walk along the streets, and because they are huge animals, they often destroy things. You can imagine how angry people get. On the other hand, the towns can be dangerous places for them too. The food that people eat is not always good for them, so they can easily become ill. The people of Appleton, a town in America, have another problem. Wolves sometimes visit their city when they have nothing to eat, usually in the winter when there is a lot of snow. They go into the parks and gardens and they eat everything they find there. Sometimes they are so brave that they jump into private gardens. Other times they fight in the street and this can be shocking for the people. Some people do not like the wolves and they want the police to stop them coming into the city. And there are other people who really like them and they give them food. If you go to Brisbane in Australia, you will see many kangaroos. These animals live in parks, under bridges, and in unused factory buildings. Many people in Brisbane like them, and when the weather is dry, they give them water. Some people like them so much that they make small houses for the kangaroos in their own gardens. There is also an animal shelter for them which operates in the hot and dry seasons. Now you have 30 seconds before listening to the recording again. Now, listen to the recording again. It was a cold November day in 1998 when a big gray fox appeared in the streets of Calgary in Canada. No one saw it because it was in the middle of the night. The fox found some food that people left in a dustbin outside a factory building and started to eat it. In the morning, when people got up, a woman saw the big fox, got frightened, and called the police. The police asked the local zoo to send some experts who could take care of the fox. They captured the big fox, put it into a cage, and took it to the mountain a long way away from the city. It was very lucky that nobody got hurt. For the people of Calgary, it was quite unusual to see a fox, but we can find similar stories in many other places of the world. Animals often visit towns when they are hungry and want to find food. In India, elephants come to some cities when they cannot find fresh water anywhere. They can make a lot of trouble. They walk along the streets, and because they are huge animals, they often destroy things. You can imagine how angry people get. On the other hand, the towns can be dangerous places for them too. The food that people eat is not always good for them, so they can easily become ill. The people of Appleton, a town in America, have another problem. Wolves sometimes visit their city when they have nothing to eat, usually in the winter when there is a lot of snow. They go into the parks and gardens and they eat everything they find there. Sometimes they are so brave that they jump into private gardens. Other times they fight in the street and this can be shocking for the people. Some people do not like the wolves and they want the police to stop them coming into the city. And there are other people who really like them and they give them food. If you go to Brisbane in Australia, you will see many kangaroos. These animals live in parks, under bridges, and in unused factory buildings. Many people in Brisbane like them and when the weather is dry, they give them water. Some people like them so much that they make small houses for the kangaroos in their own gardens. There is also an animal shelter for them which operates in the hot and dry seasons. Now you have 60 seconds to check and complete your work.
hallott szöveg értése befejeződött.